Bolton has secured about £600,000 worth of funding to improve lighting around the town centre. The darkened state around Victoria Square and the town hall has long been causing concerns about crime and people's safety. At a recent council meeting, Cabinet Member for Planning, Housing and Highways, Councillor Hamid Kuram, said the improvements could soon be on the way. Last October, questions had been raised about safety around the town hall during the darker autumn and winter months. At the time, the then leader of the council, Councillor Martin Cox, said that the borough had applied to the Shared Prosperity Fund for money to improve the area. Now, Councillor Kuram has said that an action group made up of Greater Manchester Police, CCTV operators and others has been established. He said this group has commissioned a full town centre survey to assess our street lighting levels and future needs. Once the survey has been completed, we will be able to move forward with replacement installations of street lighting as per the report findings. Councillor Kuram said that officers were looking at replacing the lighting around the first floor of the town hall, the basement lights on Le Mans Crescent, and street lighting on Knowsley Street, Bridge Street, and Victoria Square. He added that a policy development group would be meeting to discuss Bolton's late night economy more broadly. Councillor Kuram had been responding to a question put by Councillor Jack Carn, who represents the Rumworth ward. He argued that improvements to street lighting were essential to make the town centre safer and more welcoming to visitors and to people moving to live in the town centre. Councillor Carn said, "Bolton Town Centre is undergoing the start of a major regeneration programme that will bring a new population living in the town centre. This is welcome, but in the evening the centre appears too dark with poor lighting, only adding to the fear of crime."